The energy is special this morning.
Absolutely.
Specially cooked. Prepared. Dished. And it's being served to you this morning, right here.
That's right.
Oh my. How are you, Andrea?
I'm fantastic. I mean, I'm doing great. Great this morning. I'm having a different vibe this morning.
Okay, and I'm seeing a different new hairstyle this morning.
That's right.
It looks beautiful, I must say.
Thank you.
I commented that in the other room, but, you know, I can say it live on radio now.
That's right. How are you two?
Great, man.
What's happening?
Fantastic. I feel really grateful, you know, the opportunity not only to have a radio show this exciting, but also to have you as my co-host.
And also to have you as my co-host.
Is it my saying? Is your saying?
It's my saying, though.
Say your saying now.
Your saying is my saying.
Anyways, you and me, you know that for sure. We are together.
Yeah.
Welcome. Lagos is 5 minutes past the hour, and we are excitingly welcoming you to another episode of, or another dose of your daily motivation, daily excitement, daily fun on radio.
With the techies.
Absolutely. She's Andrea Adobe Teke.
And he's Colin. Teke.
And we are the Teke's. Welcome, guys. It's right. 6 minutes past. Let's get into the gist.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was such a day.
Yes, we had a very interesting conversation yesterday, and one that I think, like, a lot of people had something to say, but, you know, our time was really short.
Yep.
So if you were like, yesterday I wanted to call, I'm not able to air my view or to share my experience, today's that opportunity that you can also jump into the conversation. Although today's conversation is a twist of what we had yesterday. Okay. So if you're wondering, that is, you didn't listen yesterday, I'm going to ask you the question, where were you? Anyways, yesterday we talked about sibling rivalry.
Yep.
Family crisis. How and what brings about sibling rivalry. What fuels sibling rivalry? And a lot of people said favoritism.
From parents.
Comparison. Also, comparison, yes. Also, I think Akola mentioned tradition, the fact that he specifically mentioned the Igbo culture, that if the younger one, or the youngest, is doing better in the family, the youngest becomes the oldest. That is, the final say comes from the youngest child, because that child is doing the best. And I mean, that's really heartbreaking to hear such a thing. So what do you expect the eldest to do? How do you expect the eldest to feel?
I heard of a story of a guy. He said he had spoken to the elder. The brother was wrong, obviously. The brother did something wrong. And he had spoken to the elder. The elder said, don't worry, when you come to the village, we're going to treat this matter. And that your brother, he thinks he's God. He doesn't know that. He doesn't have respect. Don't you know that you're the elder one? Is it because of the small money that he had? That's how they spoke. They gave this guy ginger. He now went to the village for the meeting. Before the village meeting, the first question, the same elder that they were saying, don't worry, we'll support you. The first thing they ask him is, young man, what did he say happened again? Elder, then we talked about this thing. Now you say you're going to support me. Guess what has happened?
Money has fucked hands.
You're smart. You're super smart. The elder collect money, change my tool. Elders sometimes, some elders in our villages get to feel the benefit, the feed off, you know, rivalry among siblings.
I think one of the messages that we read yesterday said that his mom was singing the praise of the person who brings or gives the most money. you know, a lot of people mentioned bad mothers as well. They are also the major reason why siblings get to hate each other or fight each other and things like that. So a lot of people mentioned that, you know, that's actually a contributing factor to the fact that children get to hate themselves and fight themselves.
That's true. So it was really a very sweet conversation, and where we hope we learned. And the takeaway from that first part of the conversation was that dialogue is important, and also see an expert, someone who can psychologically examine you and also tell you what to do, understand the situation, see a counselor to be guided.
We also mentioned that, you know, a lot of people, when things are going on, I mean, when you're getting angry at your sibling, of maybe because of what they've done or how they're acting, or maybe your parents are, you know, jamming you both of you's head together, talk about it with your sister or your brother. Just share. Tell them how you're feeling, and surprisingly you might just feel better. You know, talk about it. But today's conversation, like I said earlier, is a twist of what we're having, or what we had yesterday. So yesterday we talked about what fuels sibling rivalry. But today we are asking the question, Oya, how do we solve family crisis?
I love it.
The Oya in front of what you said.
Yes, now.
It's
how do we
amazing.
Now solve the problem? How do we solve it? How do we, you know, when you're in a current crisis in your family, what's the best way to manage such crisis? Because the truth is, families will definitely have misunderstanding. Families will definitely have conflict. I mean, we're different people, different personalities.
Yep.
We might come from the same womb, but trust me, we have different personalities.
That's right.
We have the ones who are extremists. We have the ones who are too emotional. We have the ones who are too quiet, right? If you have a family of five, or you're plenty, your family like that, that is, you have a lot of siblings, you understand what I'm trying to say. Your sister is wearing your shoe and you don't like it. Your brother carries your cloth and you don't like it. You know, it happens
this
like that.
This is your brother, Levi.
You know, but some people don't like it.
Yep.
You naturally don't like it, you know. So yeah, definitely we'll have conflict, we'll have crisis, we'll have misunderstandings.
That's right.
And it could go further and, you know, go into huge, even businesses.
Yeah.
Family businesses.
During
businesses.
So how do we solve them? That's the question. We try to study or get to look at the causes of dispute amongst family members, and we'd also try to look at ways family-based disagreements could be resolved amicably. Because when it goes the other way, it's always, oh boy, it's bloody you.
Yes, so
I'm telling you.
I mean, you mentioned you told a story yesterday of a girl who killed her sister.
Yeah.
Because of this.
Just come on, hate, say they like her more than me.
It's deep. We're trying as much as possible to make it as lighthearted as possible, but it is a serious thing, situation, a serious conversation.
And today we're proposing ways one could peacefully coexist with problematic relatives. There are people, it's not by the talk.
Problematic is the word.
It's not by the talk.
Problematic is the word.
That's who they are.
Is the word.
AKA problem.
The people just have problem. How do you deal with that, your relative that has problem? You just have problem.
That's right.
I mean, I don't think you have any. You don't, right? Because you haven't exactly.
I'm just stubborn brother. I have a stubborn brother who, you know. I don't look at you. I say, you are the tie a napkin where it's smaller. Be careful.
problem. We're not just even talking about immediate family this time. In-laws.
I had an uncle.
In-laws, uncles, aunties.
I don't
with
like
problem.
My uncle before.
With problem. I'm mentioning that problem because it's a serious matter.
Absolutely.
This problem I'm talking about is a serious problem.
I know. It's a big one. How do we resolve family conflicts? And that's what we're talking about on the Family Talk today.
Are you experiencing family conflicts at the moment? And how are you going about it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you the one solving the problem? Or are you the one who is bringing the problem? Are you the problematic posse? Are you the problem?
Those who are the problem don't know they are the problem.
And that's right, though. And that's really right.
They just
because
go ahead.
I feel like I'm just being me.
All right. I mean, it's going to be an interesting conversation. We'll get full effect into it at half past the hour. But first, Lagos. They say money no dey Lagos, but people are running things in Lagos.
People are flying Lamborghini. You know? Is it Lamborghini? Lamborghini.
Everywhere.
You know?
And people, parties are
happening. Event center sold out.
Okay, you want
Kilo to... Shale, go.
Do you want to tell me that you are listening to me now? You have not gone to a beer palace since to chill and relax and give your... No. Tell me. No money, no money.
Where you are seeing this money, oh, share with your sister.
And joints are packed. Joints are packed.
Share with your sister. I don't know about Collins, but share with me. You know, you can see me in camera. I will talk further.
Anyways, we'll be finding out what's happening in Lagos. What's the vibe? Mm-hmm. In the midst of all the stories, all the happenings, and all the talk about COVID, about, you know, NIN, about
insecurity. Well.
Mm. Lagosians are living their life. And yes, we'd like to find out what the feel is like in your neighborhood. We'd like to be sure that you are good and well.
That's
so
right.
You start by calling us, screaming, "What's up, Lagos?" The best way you can, all right? And also going straight to the point and letting us know what's happening in your neighborhood.
That's right.
And if you want to contribute on our topic just yet, you could send a WhatsApp, can't you? You can.
Yes, you can. Drop your WhatsApp message, 0809-597-5805.
And if you're calling us live, it's 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. You go with 0, I go with 0.
All right. So Zlatan is up next with Lagos Anthem. This is money, not the Lagos. Money, not the Lagos. We'll be right back.
Ayaya.
All right. So who are the people actually saying money, not the?
Money, do.
Money, do.
There is money
there
in
is
Lagos.
Money, actually.
I don't believe there's no money. There's money.
Welcome back, Lagos. It's Nigeria Info 99.3. My name is Andrea Oduobi.
And I'm Collins. And we are
the Techers.
Well, let's move on to the first phone call as we proceed this morning on our talk and our findings of what's happening in our neighborhood. But we haven't mentioned the female line.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
All right, so if you're a woman, if you're a female.
Yep.
Do call this number, 01465-7190.
If I were you, I'll take it one more time, man.
01465-7190.
That's the female-only line. If you're a man, I pick that call and I hear hello. I don't like you.
Hello.
Anyway, we are live on Facebook right now. You can drop your comments and, you know, we take your comments as we do each and every day on Facebook. It's Nigeria Info 99.3 FM. That's it on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. You'll see us somewhere in the blue. I didn't need to tell you. You can find out and let me know.
And he's looking fine. Like, hey,
she's
God.
Looking.
Hi, Jesus. Jesus.
Yeah, she's looking finer, you know that for sure.
Colin.
Finestess.
Colin.
Now you do them. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh la la. Bonjour, bonjour.
Hello.
Hello.
What? Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Jacket.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
God bless you guys.
God bless
amen.
You too.
God bless you too.
Thank you.
What's your name?
My name is Amara.
Amara.
Oh, Amara. Where are you calling from this morning, Amara? And
From Antony.
From Antony.
Okay.
You sound pretty low. Are you okay? Are you fine? What's the matter? Talk to us.
I wish you in transit.
Sorry?
No, I'm not just fine.
Oh.
Are you okay?
Yeah, not so okay.
Sorry? Amara, talk to us. Are you fine?
Yeah, I'm not fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Amara, if you're going to rate your fineness from 1 to 10, mm-hmm. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you say? Is it 5%? Is it 5 over 10, 3 over 10, 6 over 10?
Come again.
You say you're fine, right?
I said not too fine.
Not too fine. Uh-huh. What's the matter? Hello?
Amara, maybe you should send us a message. Please make sure you send us a message. Sounds like she's struggling to let out whatever
something.
It is. That's, yeah.
Wow, I wish we had her number so that we can, you know, talk to her.
I mean, we would really love to talk. I know you would really love to talk
absolutely.
To her.
Absolutely.
All right, so guys, we are here to bring happiness your way. We're here to also get to energize ourselves to be able to deal with the challenges that come mm-hmm. with life. And life itself has challenges as part of the ingredients that you need. Life is not complete without challenges,
that's
right?
That's right. I mean, somebody said that if you don't go through challenges, I mean, if you don't go through tough times, the story no go sweet.
You know for sweets. You know?
All right. Do tell us,
hello.
Lagos. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? The aquatic land.
Good morning.
The land of excellence. Hallowed be thy name, you that holy man from Kalahari Desert.
Which Kalahari Desert? Hello, please.
Hello. Hallowed be thy name, my brother.
No, your sister now.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, my sister.
Yeah, I'm Akigbe now.
Oh, madam, well done. Oh, welcome.
Yeah, the unbeatable and the holy one of Israel.
Uh-huh.
Top of the day to you all.
Thank you.
As family unit,
yeah.
I don't think one needs to be too dependent on their fellow brother or sister. Mm. Let the one that is rich dance to your tune of wanting to meet you. But if there is need to make a request, and you know the person can grant you the request, you can do that. Like in Edo State, we don't dance to the our senior brother's riches. Or the last born rich, or whoever is, we feel it is an obligation that they should be able to help their immediate family. Mm-hmm. It's like that in the Bible. He said, if a man is not able to care for his immediate family, he has sold his birthright. Mm-hmm. It's worse than infidel. So if I have a sister that is rich, and she decides not to give me a hand of fellowship of her financially and otherwise, I will just forget her.
All right. Make your point. Straight to the point.
Guys,
you have 60 seconds each to make your calls. And someone just, I just saw a tweet right now. I just received a query on Twitter. We just received a query on Twitter. You're involved in the query.
I saw it.
Uh-huh. Let's say, okay, sir, today is just 2 minutes. We'll do 3 minutes tomorrow, sir.
And only you will receive the query.
We're together. There's no only me here. Hey.
Hello,
what's up, Lagos?
Hi.
What's up? Cheers to life. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is my first time of calling a radio station.
Wow. Wow, we made
well,
you
I
call.
Well, I love what you're doing.
Oh,
thank you.
That's great.
Show's over.
Okay, let me go straight to the reason why I called.
All right.
Yeah, I called in respect of this topic or this issue.
Yeah.
So, I think in a family,
right?
In a family where there's somebody who is wealthy,
mm-hmm.
and he or she does not remember the siblings, there's no point like holding on to that person. Just let the person go,
mm-hmm.
except if they choose to extend hands of fellowship.
All right.
Because I've seen a situation whereby a member of a family who is wealthy decided to buy the whole birthright from up to down.
Wow.
And it really caused a lot of problem in the family because everybody must dance to her tune. She makes the decision from A to Z. If you just make any mistake like this, you just have to go and call her and apologize.
Wow. Is that a crisis that you guys are experiencing in your family right now?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. We'll talk more about this. We have to read around now for a break. We thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you.
Wow.
Certainly, a lot of people are going through stuff. And our conversation and our question is, how do you resolve family conflicts? So we get more of these comments when we come back after the break.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
All right, Lagos, we are back at you. It's still What's Up Lagos on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info.
I got a message here now. instructing the program's manager, Tekwiri Oss. Tekwiri Collins and Andrea. Take care. They said we wasted 2 minutes on of air time to mention our names on Twitter. And of course, we are indeed a phenomenon that is a serious problem right here in Lagos that needs to be addressed. And these are not my words.
Are we?
Those are my words coming from our boss. The same person that querying us now. but in our defense, the rhyme master himself, you know, jumped on it. He said, no. He said, query. He said, no. Say, query cannot work. Mm. That's... I'm going to go back to his exact words. I'm trying to locate the tweet because Chuma took advantage, definitely took advantage of that. He said, look, I'm going to come in their defense like John Terry. He said, query, I will stand in their defense like John Terry. I was like, oh, yeah,
said,
don't leave
query.
Me.
Now that's scary.
Uh-huh, that's
I
scary.
I will jump in their defense yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Chuma, for that. Well, Lagos is speaking. A lot of messages on WhatsApp and a lot of messages on Facebook. All right, especially those who are viewing us on Facebook. I see one here. Adigi Jude says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Collins. And you say Adobe. Her name is Oduobi. Oduobi. Take care. Yeah. You guys are so amazing.
Thank you. Let me rush
and get married. Sharp. Okay. Plano. Okay. First time watching you live on Facebook. It's always siblings. It's a siblings rivalry. I would root it to the heads of family. You know, I can't forget the case of my dad and my siblings being the youngest, however subjected in different wrong dealings from his elder brothers. You know, especially the point where the elder brother gave out their mother's inheritance to an in-law married to one of their sisters. At this point, if not being well, you know, and if not him, well, we'll do it. You know, he would have faced a lot, but God kept us strong. You're trying to say that some of these, bottom line, Mr. Nice Man, that's your name, you're sending a message from Calabar Cross River State.
All right, thank you for that. Mm. This particular message here, I think that we should take it.
Uh-huh.
It's coming from Bola.
All right.
All right, so he says, or she says, what's up, Lagos? Hi, Collins and Andrea. I'm Bola for the sake of this convo. Okay. Maybe that's not her real name or his real name. For the sake of the conversation, the person's name is Bola.
Mm.
He or she says, we're currently experiencing a family conflict, though not full-blown. It is us, myself and my siblings versus our step-siblings.
Mm.
My father was a top civil servant who fell ill in 2000 and died in 2016. Mm. But his pension has not been retrieved till date.
Mm.
The necessary documents are with my step-sister.
Mm.
All right, and he says, or she says... Though she and my mom are co-signatories to the claims, that is, without one, the other can't claim the money.
Mm.
She claims she doesn't have the documents and it's been like that for quite a while now. Mm. We're trying to keep calm and move on, even though it doesn't make sense in any way, or shape, or form. I know it will become a big issue someday, very soon. And truthfully, that would definitely happen if care is not taken. If you know, something you just sit down and talk about. She says her stepsister has the father, she's a signatory.
Mm-hmm.
So the father's pensions, the claims, right? Mm. That's the money. Mm. She and the mother. Now, I think the mom needs the money or something, and the sister or the stepsister is saying that she cannot find the document. Like, how can you not find
it? They should go to the pension administrator.
Exactly.
And you clear this thing out.
Mm-hmm.
Money, pattern, family. That's taking life, so...
Yeah, the best thing to do is to, like he says, go to the pension's office and, you know, make your complaints.
Mm-hmm.
If possible for them to provide another document.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that would be very nice. But you guys have to talk about it.
That's right. So, guys, we are asking you, how do we resolve family conflicts? And we try to, you know, steer this conversation along those lines. Messages are coming in on Facebook Live. Those are watching us Facebook on Facebook Live. This one says... Hey, hello. What's up, Lagos? Uncle Collins, who's your uncle? Sister Andrea, who's your sister?
Who's your sister?
All right. He said the best way to solve conflict is that parents should try to love equally. I'm feeling you guys right here, the techers. Thank you so much.
Thank you. When you say to love equally, do you mean love the children equally or love themselves equally?
That's impossible.
To love the children
There's
equally?
There's no equal love. You can't have the same love you have for this random person. That's impossible.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's impossible. It's just not scam. But don't show it. Don't rub it in their faces that I love this one more. That's where
right,
the conflict
though.
Is.
Exactly. That's where the conflict starts. Mm-hmm. When you're showing them that you love this other person more than you're showing your preference, you know, it's a bad thing.
It's indeed a bad thing. That's our words. Gabriel Adeife, who sent in that message. Franklin Aka on Facebook says, "What's up, Lagos? It's I'm Franklin from Bariga. I love you. I love the pair."
We love you too. We love you too.
Is Oluwa Shegun Ajayi also says, "What's up, Lagos? Right on, the techers. We're enjoying you."
Thank you.
They give us power.
Thank you.
And to all of you viewing us live, we say thank you. Let's go back to the phone calls. Hey!
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning!
Yes!
Oh my God!
Ew!
Wow!
Woo! How do you feel?
Yes, so.
This is Kunle.
Ah, Kunle, I thought as much. How do you feel this morning, Kunle?
Yeah, I feel so great, man.
Happy to hear that.
Oh, wow. My,
wow.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Woosty.
Man, I'm on Charlie, but I just did it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Kunle. We appreciate you. We're happy that you call. Do you want to contribute? Because you have 30 seconds.
No. Great. Let me just leave it like this today.
Fantastic. Right. That's great.
Thank you so much.
So you can actually call and
just creep
let
your heart out. Oh my goodness, that felt good. I felt
the energy
good.
Too.
That felt good.
Man.
Right. So if you're tuning in for the first time, this is What's Up Lagos with the Techers.
That's right.
Yes, that means he's a Techer and I'm also a Techer.
We're Techer
Dimeji. All right. So today's conversation, it's a continuation of what we had yesterday. So yesterday we talked about sibling rivalry. Mm-hmm. Today we're talking about how to resolve family crisis. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are calling with their experiences and texting, also sharing their experiences. Now, if you have one, you've had one before, and now you both, your family is in peace now, your family is together now, there are no longer conflicts. Mm. How did you go about it? How did you resolve it? Lagos wants to hear from you this morning.
That's right. And research findings have shown that human beings cannot coexist without having some differences.
That's right.
That's impossible.
That's right.
And this is primarily hinged on the fact that as humans, we're regarded as social beings. That is, we're able, we're social beings. That's the truth.
Uh-huh.
And there's no way you will live with this kind of you being human. I don't have conflicts.
That's right.
Do you know someone can just walk in and you're just angry. You don't like. There's something. Maybe some energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's how humans can be.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no crime being a human. But it is. You have to take specific steps.
Mm-hmm.
To address such things. And as social beings, now for us to be able to coexist with one another, we must take into cognizance our unique peculiarities. Preferences, desires, ideologies, beliefs that we hold. Because if you notice, they say another person, they reason differently. Now, their conflict, they start from. And that's what the research has said.
Very correct. Now, meanwhile, while this unveils the uniqueness of the human race, it is important to know that the peculiarities of humans, of human beings in general, are what causes disputes in general. Particularly within a family setting.
That's right.
It is predicted on this foregoing, we will be asking you to share with us how to resolve family conflicts.
That's right.
We said earlier, we know that somehow, one way or the other, you must have experienced or somehow in your family, you're probably experiencing a conflict or a crisis.
That's right.
Or you might have experienced such a thing in your family. Hmm. Now, we're asking, how did you resolve it? Hmm. Or what is the best way that you think is okay, is right to resolve family conflict? It is said earlier, I mean, Collins has already established the fact that we're human beings.
Yeah.
And we have our, you know, unique differences. Preferences. Mm-hmm. We have our unique differences and unique personalities. Mm-hmm. And somehow, when we have two different people of different, what's it called now, personalities in the same room, you are bound to have conflict.
That's right.
Well, how do we resolve the conflict?
That's right.
The coco now.
What are the kinds of family disputes you think are peculiar to our Nigerian environment?
Wow, that's a very, very serious question. That's a very good question,
because,
Colin.
Because there's when you put Nigeria in the mix, you know that there are so many factors.
Yeah.
I think it becomes more complicated than ever.
Like, I mean, let's bring it down. From Africa down to Nigeria. Uh-huh. Like it says, specifically, particularly in Nigeria, uh-huh. the settings we have, the kind of family settings we have in Nigeria, I mean, like the last call, a caller said yesterday, tradition is also a contributing factor to this crisis that happens, you know, in the family setting. Mm-hmm. So tell us, what kind of family dispute do you think is peculiar? I mean, we've talked about money. Money is one of those kind. Money. I mean, in that's tradition. Exactly. We've heard it multiple times.
Yeah.
People in the experience is money. Mm-hmm. As well.
All right, great. So we're sharing your experiences. We're talking about how this can be solved.
Mm-hmm.
Goni Mai, what's up, Lagos, on Facebook? You say, I'm Abdullahi from Ilupeju, calling to Nigeria. I'm enjoying your program. You guys are doing a great job. Ogri Peter says, you guys are just compatible. Hey. The techers. Shegun Oluwatoyin Kayode says, Kunle and Mr. Sunday are very strong. Their voice, That scream. And then Omolachi GI says, what's up, Lagos? My name is Glory. She says Glory, actually. I'm enjoying you guys. Techers, you know, we give us, you know, we give us everything. I mean, you guys give us everything. All right. Thank you so much. I'm in my home and we are two complexion. Okay, so your home, there are two complexion. There's dark and the dark, like, oh, one is dark and two is, I'm trying to get the message. It said, your dad loves the fair one. Hey, yeah. So it took us time to convince her that they love them both too. Okay, it took them time to convince that the dark ones are also loved.
I can absolutely relate to that story.
Oh my.
Now, let me share my personal experience.
Please, go ahead.
I happen to be the darkest in my family.
With this shine like this.
Look at me.
She was shocked.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know
I'm serious. If I show you my siblings and their pictures and my mom.
Oh, they're going to look for them.
They're so white. I'm the darkest in my family. And I felt the vibe from my very young age.
You know,
as a child, I felt that I was different.
Hmm.
It was told. I mean, it was said to me verbally. It was, how do I put it? I was treated that way.
Mm-hmm.
That you're different. I mean, I grew with that consciousness that I was not as fine as my siblings.
Mm.
Somebody told me categorically that if I want to be as fine as my siblings, I should go and do this, and that. Right. I'm telling you the truth. Even till now, when people see me among them, it's just recently that, you know, things are changing because I've added body here and there. Some fleshes are, you know. But really, I went through that. It dealt with my self-confidence. It dealt with my self-esteem. And this is not just in-house family.
Yeah.
Even neighbors were telling me these things.
Hmm.
And I grew with that. I'm so grateful that I'm not that kind of person that would hate. I would hate people or hate them for, you know, trying to compare me. I never had that. But trust me, it messed me up. So I can totally relate to that.
That's right. Still on Facebook. And I'm going to say this. You are the most beautiful woman
in the world. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Colors would say that even when I was 9 months pregnant with my big nose and my black face and swollen body, he would say you're the most beautiful. Thank you.
Yes, you are.
Yes,
Justvin sent a message on WhatsApp saying that, what's up, Lagos, the techers? Wow. Like the way Collins shakes that shakers, the shaking stuff in his hand, and Andrea dances to it. This family conflict is a generational inheritance.
Mm.
It's in every family.
Yeah.
Some are, you know, are the costs. Someone is caused by, he says some is caused mm-hmm. by jealousy mm-hmm. and so on. The solution, says some people just need to act like Mumu for peace to reign. Wow.
That's actually a good option. Wow. I mean, that's actually a good solution to, you know, solving family conflict. Sometimes it's just that they say Mumu no dete. I mean, Mumu, you can't be a fool for too long.
She says, Andrea, your hair is fine.
Thank you, my love. Thank you. It's just you can't be a fool forever. You can't be a fool forever. There are times where you just have to speak up. There are times you just have to let it out. I know that is also an option. Mm-hmm. It's a way that you can, you know, manage the situation.
That's right.
It's a form of you managing the situation. But it's not going to solve it.
That's right. Mm. All right, what's up, Lagos? Take it, Dimeji. You guys are doing a great job and making me happy, man. That's why we're here. Mm-hmm. Let's squeeze in some calls. What's up, Lagos? All right, lost that. Let's take this. Hey.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? The password. Yes. Yes. Welcome.
Okay. Briefly, my name is Pascal.
Pascal.
And, I'm calling from Oshodi Mafuluku.
Great to have you, Pascal.
Mm. We need to stop that wahala. Mm-hmm. That last caller, I just said it. Mm.
Okay.
Now, it's just happening on my own home house.
Mm-hmm.
I am the senior in the home.
Yeah.
And my mom loves our last born more than me.
Okay.
How do you know that?
It's happening on my nose, man. Mm. On my nose, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
So I am physically challenged. I don't know, maybe that's the cause.
Uh-huh. Mm.
So they just pack me one side.
Wow.
Feeding self, kuma na war.
Wow.
And I have two children.
Okay.
And then I'm just trying to survive by making soup, water soup, liquid soup.
Okay.
That's great.
To survive.
That's great. May I want to buy? I'll buy one of your liquid soup if you can send it to on the price. I'll buy one to support you. All right. Send it to us and let us know how we can pay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. How can I send it?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. You like him, Daniel.
I like his Daniel.
His music, him.
I like his. I don't know him personally, but I like his music.
Yes, I think
I love his music.
I think I love his music too.
Mm-hmm.
Should I cast him? Who your artist crush is? That's it.
No.
Should I cast Lagos? Should I tell you who my wife is crushing on? No, Wizzy, if I give her a slap, I give him left hand. Okay. Oh, Timoney.
We're really curious.
You want to know?
Yes.
Oh. Anyways, maybe we'll talk about that when we get into the social media highlights at 1:30.
Okay.
Uh-huh. We'll talk about that more when the ladies will join us. I'm going to tell you, she's always shy. She'll say, ah! When you see this person's music, you should say, ah!
I blush.
She'll be blushing. I'll say, eh? Let me tell you what I did. I know Vex. Because I know some men will be like, eh.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, just work on yourself. Be hot. That's all. If you're a man.
No,
if you're
I don't like him because of
hot.
His
music,
you know,
his person, his story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really... See them. Oh gosh, I'm not liking him because of his physique, even though that's part of it. But I just like him.
You said even though that's part of it.
It's part of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just noticed that little voice.
Okay.
Right.
So yeah, I just like him because of his talent, his music. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I know him way back. Actually, I'm very sure if you knew him way back before. I won't mention the person here, guys.
Wow.
Be thinking. Guess.
Wow. Really
I'll give you guys a guess.
Who do you think?
What are you guessing? No,
if I Two-Face.
Two-Face? Two-Face again?
Burna Boy?
No.
Not Burna Boy.
Not Burna. If I give him left hand.
Wow.
That's the husband, though. That's the husband.
No. This person is, I don't think, let me give you a clue. I don't think he's married.
Oh.
Is he? No, it's not Fowls.
I mean, whoever is actually crushing on Fowls, I'm very sorry for you, sister. Don't try that. I'm begging the person, please do not do that. Do not do that to your emotions. Just let it go. Let it go.
Anyways, we'll talk about that before we change the conversation. We have 30 more minutes to wrap up our main talk today on the family talk. And before we bring the social media highlights.
Absolutely.
And what are we asking you? We have a number of questions. So we're getting gradually. The main question is, how do we resolve family conflicts?
Yeah.
And there are riders. You know, when you look at the newspaper, you know, you see the big headline, banner headline, and you have riders under. Yeah, these are the rider questions we have. What do you think helps trigger the family dispute in our contemporary world? A lot of people have talked about that already. And now, if you have experienced it in your any family dispute firsthand, you could share your story. Share your experience. And we'd also want to look at best ways to avoid a potential family crisis.
Yeah, just like Bola, who sent a message earlier, she had already sensed that this is a potential crisis.
Uh-huh.
The fact that her stepsister has refused to release documents of her, you know, their late father's pension. You know, it's looking like, this thing could cause a big issue in the future. Yeah, so we want to know, what are the best ways to avoid potential crisis?
Mm-hmm.
You can smell it, you can sense it, you can see that this thing could blow up. How do you put a stop to it?
That's a big question we're asking. Let's get back to the phone lines and check some tweets, some messages on Facebook. I think for those who streamed it on, streamed the conversation on Facebook, we'll check your messages too.
Right. Not to forget WhatsApp. I mean, send your messages on WhatsApp if you know you can read through phone calls, okay? Please, would love to read your message. 0809-597-5805. I'll take that again. 0809-597-5805.
If you're calling us, it's 0700-993-993-993. Pascal, calling from Oshodi, is live. Hey.
Hi, Pascal.
Myself and my sibling, by being on my own, that's making liquid soap. I don't beg them for money, but though I need money.
All right.
So I need money.
All right, great. Thank you, Pascal. You made your point. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What? Oh, my, oh, my. Yes, I love the excitement. Go ahead.
I'm just sitting down, man. So I can't go to bed.
Okay, great. Wow. Who do we have?
Nebuchadnezzar.
Nebuchadnezzar. I don't say Nebuchadnezzar.
In fact, I have to confess this. You know, you, Tanja, Collins, this show, in fact, if you know the kind of burden you remove from people's, as in the mental state of people, their emotion, everything, just to put laughter, taking those things out, those wild trouble. But God, my bless God on us.
Amen. Your God.
Amen. 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 Ibuka.
So I have a question. You know, Colin, when you talk about this crush and family
That's now.
Thing,
okay, family.
It's related. Family related.
Okay, okay.
So I have a question. This place in Songs of Solomon, I don't know. He said, don't wake love when it's not ready. What is your take? Don't wake love when it's not ready.
Love they sleep.
And then when it's not mature, don't wake love.
How do you know love is mature too?
My brother, in fact, that's the reason I'm...
Some quotes, you have to cancel some quotes in our lives. You know, some quotes...
It's real. I would talk about it.
Okay.
I mean, but it's going to digress our conversation.
Okay, let me come to the topic of today. Right?
All right, great.
But I'll wait for the answer, honestly, because...
One of these days I'll talk about it. Maybe you call again.
Okay, then for this, you know, the other time I was talking, you knowing yourself, changing up pressure in a way you should go when it goes, when you depart from it. What does it mean? You know, your value, are you a peacemaker or are you, you are, when you face a competition, you take it overboard, you begin to see people as threats. Instead of using it as a fuel to be better, there is something they say. When they say you're a thief, instead of you to go and conform to what I've said about you, you do otherwise. Just choose what whatever thing they believe about. Yeah, so I think that is the angle I'm coming from.
Okay, makes a lot of sense. I mean, before we picked his call, I said, are you the problem?
Uh-huh.
Are you the problem in your family problem crisis? Are you the one? He mentioned that, are you the person who is the peacemaker or the troublemaker?
Mm-hmm.
If you are... Of course, if there's a sense of competition in the air, are you the one who will see it as, oh, I'm trying to better myself, or you're trying to do it so that you can pepper your sister?
Mm.
Are you the one trying to do it to pepper your sister or pepper your brother?
Uh-huh.
Or you're doing it for your own good?
I think we should do things like do away with statements like, I better pass my neighbor. Things like that. They have destroyed our lives.
That's true.
You know?
I believe that in families, there just should be peace and love. Like, even times when it hurts, just know that this is my family. I'm not exactly willing to lose this person. I don't ever want to lose you.
Okay.
So I will just, you know, take what you are doing, not because I like it, but because we're family and it should just keep going. You know?
All right.
That could hurt you.
That's
too.
That's actually a disadvantage as well. Let me tell you something.
Although we have caller show. He has been there for a while. Kane Day, sorry. He's calling from Kane Day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lego?
What's up to you?
Cheers to life!
Anyway.
Oh, but that was
so good.
That was superb.
Pule is a veteran.
Yeah.
Welcome.
My name is Kaidi. I'm calling from Akeson. I really want to bless the techers for the fact that you brought this topic. This is something that is happening to me presently as I'm talking to you right now.
Wow!
I am the first one of my family and. We lost our father about a month ago.
Okay.
And my younger ones, though my father has two wives, my mother is the first wife.
Okay.
And the second wife has two children. But the two children don't want to see me as the firstborn and they don't even want to recognize me and to give me that position.
In fact,
a lot of them normally face me to tell me that who cannot be the firstborn, I beg.
Wow.
Well, sit down. Nobody cannot be the firstborn. So presently now there's something that is even causing a rift, though it has been on even before our father died. But I felt like, okay, now that he's gone, I believe that I have taken his position as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So I should be able to now, you know, bring everybody together and then, but these two, especially our last born, is not giving me that chance to bring everybody together.
Wow.
She's always like, no. And she's the only female.
Wow.
We are five. We lost my twin brother about 4 years ago and...
Wow.
We are now like three boys and one girl, and she's the last one, but she always wants that whatever she says must come to pass. It's the final. So if she says something and then the three boys come together to say no, and in fact I'm the one that even, you know, I'm now spearheading it, like, okay, the boys are first, she will say, who cannot be a boy, who cannot be a firstborn, I beg, go and sit down.
Wow.
For me, I have tried as much as possible to call some family relations to help us, you know, talk into the matter, but still not just coming to it.
Do you think that it's some sort of some form of self-defense? Do you think that
it's pride.
Okay. Mm. Yes. You have this solution.
I even confronted her. I told her, I said, this thing that you are doing is pride. And she's 32. She's there to get married. She's there to even get a fiancé. I said, it's because of this pride.
Wow, calm down.
Don't use that against her. That's why I said self-defense.
No, it's not using it against her. I'm just only advising her. That's not an advice.
All right.
You know what? Yeah. You know what? Let's say face this straight up, man to man, all right? If I were you, do you know what I would do?
What?
I wouldn't go and be talking to people about it, actually. You know what I'll do? I would ensure that I commode my own pride, my own person as a man, my own ego. Even I'm the ogao, I'm the menu. But you have to just... remove yourself from the equation a bit, all right? And try to have a better understanding of why she's saying it that way. You mentioned a couple of things that I can just speak. First, she's 32.
Yeah.
She's not married.
Yeah.
That comes with some pressure in the society, which is not supposed to be, but it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That already comes with some pressure.
And she's the only woman among the boys.
She already feels like, okay, you know, it's a patriarchal world.
Yeah.
And then you now...
That's why I said
also,
defense.
So your approach towards... you know, getting her to agree with you matters.
Yeah.
You might need to make her feel. You see, sometimes you massage a person's ego.
Absolutely.
Just make them feel better so that you can get the best out of them.
That's right.
If you resent, if you try to say I'm there, but at the end of the day, I go turn to a woman. Woman go win, might not tell you. Yes, so he will win. No, he will always win.
You see, I'm telling you. You have shown us that you are really, you are a man, really man. Yeah, you're the man.
I'm telling you.
Say this now,
So
are you sure you're not the problem in the problem?
I want you to work on it.
I'm not the problem in the problem.
All right.
But you know what? Work on it. Try to massage your ego. It's your sister, no matter what. In your babe.
I'll let her have like maybe 60% or whatever that she put forward. You know, 40%. I'll say, okay, that's what the guys want. So,
you know, spend more time making her understand why you are trying to make a point, not so that she will understand that it's for the good. Show her that. I'm sure it'll be better.
Thank
you, Colin.
Thank you.
Make her feel like your direct sister, you know, not like she's just the last born amongst three boys. Maybe you want to have a personal relationship with her. Like, let her know that, okay, I'm the first born, you are the last born. But we're family.
All right.
Let's forget that.
All right, great. So, Talkware is live. What's up?
Oh, because you're my friend. What's up, Lagos?
Right, nice one.
Yes.
Yes.
Cheers to life.
Because Collins and the two techers, because nobody can hear your voice and get angry. This will hold you for 1 hour. We hold on there. Because it's you, I forgive you from my heart. I forgive you. Even I pass through the family company, I forgive you. Because I was able to forgive them.
Yeah,
I forgive you. So I feel the spirit. So the spirit is living in me. I'm the last born. You know what?
Tell me.
It's very hard, but I thank God today. With the glory of God, I'm a minister of God, so I'm a pastor. So I'm the one, I'm the last born, but now I'm the one ruling the family.
Okay.
You know, that time I was in the world, so that I'm telling you, college is not easy. It's not easy. I grew up, you know. It is tough, but I thank God. It's not easy. It can only be God. If someone can manage it, it's God that helps. So those that cannot manage, don't blame them. It's not easy.
That's right.
So for those that can manage it, it just can be the grace of God.
How do you manage yours? How do you manage yours?
I manage it. Yeah, the way I manage it is that when I gave my life to Christ, so when I become a born again and I move to the line of ministry, so I begin to see things as if, okay, let go. No, when I begin to study the word of God, I say, let go so that I can move on myself. Because if you hold something in your hand, you cannot receive anything.
That's right. That's
when
right.
the hand is old, how do you open to it? So you need to open hand. So I let go because, you know,
you have
a brother that have an non-leg and everything, they just abandon you and your father. And my daddy has a lot of cocoa plant that is, in fact, it's bigger than that. The entire your Ethiopian Christian, I just go and everything, but they can't afford to pay my school fees.
Wow!
But I just ate the money. You can imagine. I'm the last one.
All right.
I now got it.
Wow.
At the end of the day, but today I thank God.
That's
now
it.
I sent something to them from Lagos. Eh? They see me when I go to the village. I drive. They see me. You know, come together. I pray with them and I bless them. You know.
That's good. That shows
very good.
How the table turns. You know? Thank you so much for contributing and sharing us your experience as well.
Yep.
But we have loads and lots of WhatsApp messages Okay, so Ale Olaleke Alimosho says, "What's up, Lagos? About your today topic, late king of Fuji sung about it. He says, if you see stingy person in the family, please don't fight or quarrel him or her. Make yourself tighten your belt and strive to succeed.
I'm talking about babies, Ainde Barista. Is it not?
Okay.
No. That's...
I don't know.
Should be Barista now.
Okay.
Barista.
So, take care. This is coming from who? Femilonia. He says he's in transit. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, the amiable Tekes. Me, I want to digress a bit with this question. How did your love journey start? Also, yesterday I wanted to chop the life of my head and I took a bunch of banana and a chilled bottle of Smostal. The day ended up being hell. My tummy was on fire. Sorry about that. But who sent you
banana
message?
Banana and stout. How
who
now?
Sent you message? All right. Joy from Agbado Ijaye says, what's up, Lagos? Concerning the topic you're discussing on how to settle conflict in your family, I would say it depends on the kind of family you are from.
Uh-huh.
Like me, for example, I'm on my own, and you can't imagine what I'm going through. Mm. All my step siblings are two-inch from their mom, but I'm the only one from my mom. Oh, wow.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
But I'm the only one from my mom. So I guess you know that feeling of being lonely. Mm. Sometimes if there is any conflict among us, I will just keep mute without saying anything because I know my opinion does not really matter. So it's not easy. Not an easy one. Wow.
Joy.
So sorry that you're going through this. I really do sorry. If you need someone to talk to, please do reach out. All right? This is coming from Mr. Nice Man.
I think he sent that message on Facebook too.
Calabar.
From Calabar.
Oh, you have taken it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's different from what he said on Facebook.
Should I go ahead?
Please go ahead.
But he's calling me Adaobi.
Okay.
All right, let me see. He says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Collins and Andrea. Adaobi. Take care. Mm-hmm. And he says, you guys are so amazing. I beg. Let me rush and get married sharp, sharp.
I think it's the same message.
Copy and paste.
James is on the line from Lekki. He's
right,
been waiting.
James.
Hey.
What's up,
Lagos? What's up?
What's up? Yes, James, sorry for keeping you, man. Thank you so much for staying. Welcome.
Oh, Mr. Collins, take care.
Yes, sir.
And
Andrea.
Andrea.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Thank you.
This combo is a very nice one.
Thanks.
Is it like bread and beans or bread and butter? Or is it like...
In fact, Collins, take care. You have to define yourself.
It's nothing like you've ever seen. Yeah, let's go ahead.
Yeah. Mm. Yes. This siblings rivalry. First of all, I want to have advise that guy that called and said he has a junior.
The sister. Last mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that guy should learn to earn his respect. You know, you don't command respect and say you.
That's right.
You must obey me like you're my junior. If you keep saying you are my junior, you will never earn the respect.
That's right.
Well said.
I think you have to first of all show a leadership role.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely,
it's earned.
Yeah, you need to show a leadership role as the head, and that last one will learn to respect you.
That's true.
That's right. That's right.
You will definitely learn because there are certain rules that when you assume it, she will see the leadership.
Quality
in you.
That's
and
right.
Will learn.
That's right.
To, even though she doesn't like you, she will just learn to accept it that way.
Mm. That's right.
You're there.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
That's right.
Like I'm saying this because it's just the same way it happens in my family.
Mm. Oh.
Sometimes, the family, this one say this and that.
All right.
It's not about your position in the family. Maybe I'm number this, I'm number that. It's about your quality, your role you play in the family.
Key. You've hit the nail on the head.
Thank
yes,
you
absolutely.
So much.
Thank you.
And my regards to your baby.
Yes.
I can hear him, in the background.
He or her, right?
Yeah.
That reminds you, right?
Yes.
You went home for a bit.
I tell you. Right.
Kayode Day is from Onikon. Should we take Kayode Day? Have you
yes,
messages?
So Kayode Day, let's hear from you.
Ah, Kayode Day. You have to be fast, Neo. Hello, Kayode Day.
Hello.
Ah, Kolo. Kayode Hello. Kayode Hello.
Kayode
Hello. Kolo. All right, let's get back to the WhatsApp messages now.
Right, this is Michael from VI. He says, what's up, Lagos?
Yep.
And he says, good morning, the techers. You guys are amazing. To me, the best way to solve family conflict is dialogue. And everybody should live up to expectation. Expectation. You see that word expectation? Now, where did they cause the problem with that, though? Because you see, when we're in the family setting, there's elder brother, there's a younger brother, the younger sister, there's an expectation, okay, she should act this way to me, she should be this way to me, my mom should be this way to me, you know, and when that expectations, they accumulate, and then they are not met, crisis, problem, now there it starts.
Because you already have what you're expecting in your mind.
You get it.
And you're not seeing it.
You know, anyway, moving on. He says, take responsibility and don't be dependent. If Mr. A provides for himself and Mr. B provides for himself, the family will be an interesting institution and nobody will see another as liability. What if you're not able to? I'm trying to counter it. Anyway, it's your opinion. But you know, what if the person is not able to? Remember, everybody is struggling. The fact that we're from the same family does not even mean that we all will succeed at the same time or move at the same pace.
That's
right. So when one is not even able to, what should you do to for the person?
So bottom line, mind your expectations of others.
Lady Amy from Festac says, the tech is, how are you? Okay, how's you guys? Oh my God, all of a weekend. Okay, well, how was you guys? How was you guys weekend? That's what the person said. Anyway, okay. I guess he's trying to say, how was your weekend? Our weekend went well. I hope it went well for you too. He says, you are if you are very comfortable, just have to set up your other siblings. Uh-huh. If you're rich and your family is in abject poverty, it makes no sense. All right. Thank you.
Love you guys. We'll
thank you.